It's a Saturday night in June, somewhere in Utah County, and I'm standing in a hayfield in the dark, waiting. I had always assumed, living here in the dry and dust and the altitude of the Mountain West, that fireflies were someone else's magic, a southern thing, a childhood memory that belonged to other people. I was wrong.
I saw a guy blink, and then a girl blink, and then they blinked like synchronized, and then as the like synchronized blink was ending, I saw him like fly towards her. Did you see that?
I was right up.
Oh my gosh, I was right over there.
Okay, what do we think now, ladies?
This is wonderful.
I am at Thompson Century Farm in Spanish Fork. Diane Garcia's family has worked this land since 1852. The original farmhouse, the barn, even the outhouse still standing on the 24-acre property. And every June, she opens her gates so people can come see something most Utahns don't even know exists in their backyard. What Diane has built here carries a question worth bringing home. What happens to the small, overlooked things? The fireflies, the dark fields, the quiet, when the lights keep creeping in. It's one the Wasatch Back is already living. Fireflies are here too, in the marshy stretches along the Provo River, along the edges of the Dordanelle Reservoir. But they need the same things Diane has dedicated her life to protecting. Tonight, I'm here with the Rogers family. Mom Andy and Dad Jason grew up around fireflies. They remember exactly what that felt like.
It's like fairies are real.
You know
my
reaction was not that different. I was like, they're like real life fairies.
They
like,
are.
It's like, look at them floating around. They're so magical. And the way they like flash.
And what better love story than like sending your flare out. It's like, I'm looking for love.
That's why they're here. They want their daughters, Scarlett and Olivia, to experience their own version of that magic. 16-year-old Scarlett was less sure.
My mom texted me after camp and was like, hey, we have 2 extra tickets to this thing. I was like, oh, cute pictures, okay. So I got all dressed up and I put on a cute outfit and I had some cute heels on, and then my mom was like, wear closed-toed shoes and a jacket. And I was like, fine.
Moms are such a buzzkill.
When I arrive at the farm, we gather around a fire. S'mores are roasted. And Diane tells us what it takes for fireflies to survive.
They need dark skies, tall grasses, and moist soils year round. So we have a natural spring out there, so it's always wet, so the ground never freezes. So that way the firefly larvae can move through the soil. This is their home. They don't migrate, they don't relocate. If I destroy their habitat, then I've destroyed the population that exists here.
The tall grass isn't just for hiding. It's part of how fireflies find each other. The males take to the air and advertise. The females climb the grass and play hard to get. A love story told in light.
And she's watching him as he goes by. And she will blink back if he has enough money in his bank account, has a good degree, and treats her with respect. She will blink back, they will mate, and then she lays the eggs down in the soil. 3 weeks later, the eggs hatch, and from the time they're eggs to the time they're adults, they always have that enzyme that is the bioluminescence. So they glow. So the eggs glow, the larvae glow, the adults glow.
When a development went in next to her fields, Diane was afraid she was going to lose it all. So she started opening the farm to whoever signed up, just so people could experience the fireflies before they were gone. But some visitors didn't respect the space, so she changed the model.
So then somebody in one of the groups said, do you do all this by yourself? I said, well, my kids help me a bit, but basically it's me. Well, you need to have people come volunteer and then they can come on a tour. And I'm like, they would do that? Would they really do that? And 100%. Yes, they would, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So
and
then
it almost feels like
yes,
ownership.
Yeah.
Like it feels like I helped benefit this. And so even though I don't own any of it, there's a part of my spirit, my energy that feels connected to it.
Every person here tonight earned their spot, planting flowers, hauling wood, building benches. Maximum 30 people a night, no exceptions. Everyone put in work on this land before they ever saw it light up. But the volunteer model is only part of the story. This preservation isn't passive. Diane fought for dark sky compliant streetlights and won. The city eventually required them for all new development. She's protecting not just the bugs in the grass, but the sky above them.
Because once it's gone, it's gone. You cannot create a theme park and recreate it better than nature has created it. Nature is the best teacher.
And she means that literally. Out here, she can't make the fireflies perform, can't control when they light up or where they go.
I'm just an observer. I am just immersed in the experience that I can't control. So I think that's that, and slowing down. It has taught me to actually just slow down, take the time, and enjoy something beautiful that is there for a brief time, right? 4 weeks and they're done.
When it's finally dark enough outside, we leave the campfire and walk across the street, past Diane's tree lines, through a gate into a field of tall grass. The sky has opened up above us, Jupiter, Venus, and more stars than I can name. I notice Scarlett is no longer on her phone. She's peppering Diane with questions. And then the grass begins to blink. For a while, we're all just pointing and gasping at the grass, at the air, low blinks, high blinks. Diane tells us if we catch a firefly, cup it gently and blow, it'll light up in our hands.
That was so cool.
Oh, there she is.
You're like the firefly whisperer.
Look at her. Oh, she's like walking. She's like tickling.
Okay, keep breathing. Do your special.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. Life, it's so magical.
And it is. As it turns out, this magic isn't as rare in Utah as most people think. Fireflies have been documented in 27 of the state's 29 counties, in quiet, marshy corners that most people never think to look. But they need what's getting harder to find every year: dark, undeveloped land where the sky above is still actually dark. Utah has more certified dark sky designations than anywhere else in the world. Diane's farm is part of why that matters. No dark skies, no fireflies. It's just that simple. As the night grows colder, many of the fireflies slowly disappear back into the grass. We settle onto volunteer-built benches overlooking the fields, still straining to catch the last blips of light in the darkness. Diane shares a story about a family of seven who visited the farm. The husband drove separately. He's a veteran with PTSD and wasn't sure how the evening would unfold. He wanted a way out if he needed it.
He showed up and he stayed through the whole thing, and he's out here with the fireflies. And he walked up to me, this big guy, and he said, "Can I give you a hug?" Aww. And when he hugged me, he told me, "This is just what I needed." Aww. So it affects people however they need, whatever their needs are. And I don't always know what that is, but it helps them however they need helped.
At the end of the night, the Rogers family is still going strong.
Did you fly away?
No, she's still on there.
Oh, look, it's like you're like E.T. Your finger is lighting up.
Oh my gosh.
You can probably leave her on a tall grass. Like, let her crawl onto it.
Thanks for sharing with us.
The firefly crawls off into the dark. And just like that, she's back where she belongs. These places, the dark ones, the quiet ones, the ones that still blink back, they're not just for the fireflies. They're for the veteran who didn't know he needed a field of light. They're for the indifferent teenager who planned to wear heels and became the most delighted person there. They're for all of us, for when the lights go out and something small and luminous reminds us why we're here. Diane can't control what the fireflies do. She just makes sure there's still somewhere for them to thrive. This is Amber Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire.